Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi App Store okanye kwi Play Store. Kungenjalo, thakamshelana nathi ku radiopulpit.co.za.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, you know, thank you so much to Bahle. I will be joined by Jablan Dominic Sipopoulos and Umfundisi Mota. And Back to Basics is the name of the show. And you and I are together throughout, you know, up to the hour 7. And I want to play some songs that I haven't played in quite a while. And to start with is, you know, it is good that I start with Olita Adams. I don't know if you know Olita Adams. I have been listening to Olita Adams since the days of Tears for Fears. And the name of the song was Woman in Chains. You can just go on and check that song, Woman in Chains. And it is basically, to me, it was about, you know, the stance against the abuse of women, you know, in those times. As a person in their 20s, I was seeing quite a lot of that. And then this was able to resonate, actually, with us. In my late teens, actually, was able to resonate with this. And she's in her 60s now, and she still loves the Lord, the Elohim, you know, Yahusha HaMashiach, still loves the Creator so much. And there's a song that I think you will love so much. It's a song of invitation. It's a song of soul winning. Come and walk with me.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Olita Adams there. Come and walk with me, man. Come and walk with me. That's the song. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are together. And I should say, just up to 7 o'clock, let me welcome our guests. We have Usipopoulos, we have Ujablan Dominic, we have Umfundisi Mota. Let me start with Ujablan Dominic, the birthday sir, not the birthday boy, the birthday sir. Hey, my friend, how are you? Happy, 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 happy. Abantu bayacelebrate ama birthday imi kuphela, angithi yazi mina, angicelebrate mina, yabona. But it doesn't mean ukuthi abanye abantu uma bayicelebrate then mina fanele ngize ngizoba full stop. Yabona? Uma wena uthi uyayicelebrate, ngiyakubongisa mfoman. Siyathemba ukuthi you are growing in the grace.
Amen. Hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu my friend. Ngikubingelele lapha e-studio kakhulu. Hayi ngibonga umusa kaNkuluNkulu just ngeminyaka kangiphe yona ukuthi ngize ngifinyelele kulesi sikhathi engigcinile. Nami uhambo lude kakhulu kodwa uNkuluNkulu usesemuhle. Ube muhle, usesemuhle, sasuka muhle. Lo ngudumo ngilinikeza yena my friend. And also let me greet abafowethu. Umfundisi uMotha nomfundisi uSipho nabaleleli bonke ngegama lika Yahusha HaMashiach.
Yes, thank you so much, my friend. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And then let us welcome Sipopoulos. Khatebe, sawubona, nsizwa yakithi.
Simbulele mfundisi emakhaya igameni nkosethu Jesu. Amen.
Kusaphileka kodwa lapho espigareni.
Kuphileka kakhulu mfundisi. Sisho nje uJesu seyinkosi, sibingelele umfethu uJablan Dominic, sithi happy birthday to you. Mfundisi Mota, sibingelele. Nawe umfundisi uLeyi sithi inkosi inibusise. Amen.
Amen. Phela ungakhohlwa ukuthi bekuyi-birthday yakamfundisi uMotha naye last week. Mbone bamthumela amakhekhe ngithi madodana. Hayi sesibadala kangaka madodana. Sizenza njani? Inkosi sithi amen. Sithi amen.
Amen.
Hayi sizathini? Yeah, yeah. uJabulani ufake isuti avela ziposta lapha ku Facebook athi ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu ngonyaka omusha. Hayi kusho ukuthi baye bathatha. Nanoma senikhohliwe fanele ubone ukuthi ibirthday kaJabule. Hey 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 fanele ubone bathatha. Hayi hayi. Yabona.
Boni plus.
Kubona nabututu umuntu abomkhonto umuntu uzobathi hey happy birthday bra Jay. Abantu abanga respond abututu. My twin brother never responds.
Yeah.
Ututu. Hi hi. Hi hi. I think u respond nge birthday yethu angithi singe 7 ka May. Kulayo responda khona. Ha kukuyayithu Marizolo ngibona thumela uJabulani message that happy birthday bra Jay. Ngoba uyazi ukuthi uJabulani naye uyamuyishela i happy birthday. Mina ngithi akangushela uJabulani uyazi angithandi. Mara ututu uyithanda kabi birthday loyo. So uyamuyishela kithi hayi no kuhle mara yazi nomotha lo bokuyibhedeka funa simotha
my brother greetings how are you mfowethu
ngiyaphila kunjani
hayi ngiyaphila namhlekazi wami
yeah yeah
nami ngivumela ngithatha ithuba ke happy birthday ku Brajay
yeah
amen
amen ku Brajay
may the Lord bless you my brother hey we are sharing the month
Yeah.
No, siyabonga uNkulunkulu angeke ngikhohle ke le yakhe because I just noted now ukuthi she's sharing a birthday with my daughter who Angel.
So, nice, beautiful.
That's nice.
Man. That's nice. Happy birthday Angel. Hey Angel. Happy birthday. Yes, go udlulisa message wami kuye phela man.
No, I will do my brother. I will do wethu siyabonga kakhulu umfundisi Sipho, man of God, greetings once again. Nabalalele emakhaya in the powerful name of Yahushua Mashiach. Ngiyathemba bafowethu nisaphila.
Ah, siyaphila mfowethu man, siyabonga. Uhambe kahle entasini.
Ubuzo nakujabu, ngihambe kahle kakhulu.
Ah, ya kujabule kuyibuze le ndaba. Kusobala. Ye was blessed nge 21 kilometers izolo. Was blessed ngokuthi ntinini namhlanje mangigijima namhlanje ngenze 14 jabulani mara mangigijima ah ngenze 13 uma ngigijima ngicabanga wena yazi ngithe mara ujabu ivelizo lushaya 21 vele hey hayi ethi nomele li 13 ushaya 21 this guy nge 2 hours oh phela ngengilunge mina i 14 lengisha nge 1 and a half cabanga ke
yeah
kuzo lo muntu ngidlula agijima azabuya ngithole ngisagijima
akuthola usa
yabona inyawo zensimbi inyawo zensimbi ziyangikhawatha ke lapho nganginejubane mina wena Sipho nganginejubane mina bebathu gogo mangithuma thi gijima uthi ntinini aboveli laba bokwamavila aboveli nabovusi laba bokwamavila mina bengigijima mina
Ushe
isithunzi. Sisithu zeza bazo respond bazo thumela ba WhatsApp. Eh namhlanje
be bathanda ukukhafula phansi bogogo but unga
la manje. Bathi kungawomi. Yeah. Uzathi athi pompozani. Ngithi ma.
Yeah.
Athi ayiye. Ah ngiyokuchima. Yazi binyo thengani. I 20 gold dollar. Hayi baruka kwa tata samse sontweni.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much, man. And we trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm so happy. To actually to be with each and every one, you know. And of course, it's important, you know, it's important that we stay, you know, in focus, and then we talk about what we need to talk about, and we speak with regards to it. We said we are going to touch an issue of idolatry. We are going to touch the issue of idolatry. What is idolatry? And I have some of the points on idolatry that I have never read before on air, you know. I have never read them before on air, some of the points of idolatry. You know, and we are going to touch on that. The worship of anything other than the true Elohim, the worship of anything. It can be the worship of self, you know, the worship of your career, the worship of your money, your achievements, the worship of your own race, the worship of your gender, you know, the worship of your own town, the worship of anything that you attach a sense of divinity to. You know, it can be ancestors, it can be amadlozi, it can be whatever that you attach anything to. Photos, pictures of pastors that you have placated on your cars. And we'll show you how idolatry goes when you start to exalt those people above the Elohim. And many people say, but I don't do that above the Elohim. I don't do that above the Elohim. You know, I don't do those things above the Elohim. And in that, I don't actually worship other spirits. It's just the picture of my pastor and the water that he has given me, or the blood that he has given me. You know, idolatry. When people say, "I worship the Elohim, I worship the Heavenly Father," and then libadimu, idolatry, and we're going to look into those things. And Genesis chapter 35, verse 2. And Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Put away the foreign gods. Put away the foreign gods. And that are among you. Purify yourself and change your garments." And it's just amazing also there. The issue of garments, it means the issue of identity. You know, things that we are wearing as an identity. You know, things that we have as an identity. And it's important to look into that. And we wear many things. At times we wear political colors. And we live according to the norms of that political party. That's idolatry. And we negate the Father. We take the Father away from that. And we start to hero worship these stalwarts. And we move according to the constitutions of those movements, social movements, whatever, let alone politics. Even theological affiliations. You know, denominations. Others worship their own denominations. You know, so tell them, "Tell them, pass it, baham, baba, in the winning, baba, hang on, the winning one, bong, kailapo." I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying the worship of a denomination. Abayi go kulma unkulunkulu bayo dumisa umfundiswa lapo. That is idolatry. Here's another form of idolatry. Addiction to soapies. When uhlalusa TV njalo. Anything that you bow to. Sports. Anything that you bow to, even sports. More than the time you have with the Elohim. That thing has become an idol. Let me repeat that. Anything. And it's just turned to sports. Uthola hleze TV, uhleze TV the whole 3 days since Friday uhleze ubheke World Cup. Enkonzweni we awukhuleki. Mina bengikwazi ukukhulekela umuntu iclub abayidlile, iPirates bayidlile, ahluleka nokukhonza enkonzweni aqhaqhazela khala. We had to pray for deliverance. You know? Umanje bayidlula iPirates uzoza nangendlela shumala ngakhona. Hey, isithixo sakhe namhlanje ngathi sibashaya 250. It's a matter of time spent. Idolatry can also be friends. You find you spend so much time in the day with your friends rather than with the Elohim. Anything that substitutes the Elohim, you are worshipping that thing. Mm-hmm. Idolatry also is alcohol. Utshwala nje ukuhlala egigini njalo. Umuntu solo kwaba Friday uyageza uye egigini. Nam izolo uye wageza waye egigini. Namhlanje namanje uyageza uye egigini. Nale show ngeke uyiqede ngoba uyaphuma. Uye egigini. Ibile ngathi siyakusilinga kakhulu ufuna nokucima wireless uye egigini. That's idolatry. Before came, man, was that's idolatry. You know, the worship of positions in the church, church movements, believers movements and stuff. I always say, we must be careful about the positions. Esizinikeza abantu nabantu abazinikeza zona. Position of founder can easily become idolatrous, and people can start worshipping a founder. If a movement, the Abu Mama movement, the Abu Baba, church movements, youth movements, anything that exalts a name of a person above the name of the Christ. Yeah, bon. So we need to be careful and check into these things as to how we really need to go about. Check it out. And Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you. Purify yourself and change your garments. Anything that makes us impure because we spend so much time with it. Anything. That thing is an idol. Exodus chapter 20 verse 4. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath. Ha. Abantu baneyithombe zenhlanzi, the fish. They call it ichthus, the fish. And people have stars, you know, on their emblems and stars. All these things, you know. Angels on your gates, you've somehow figured out that an angel might look like this guy who looks like a woman, who is a guy with long hair and all those things. It's a big problem that we have these days. And many people do not know that they practice idolatry. Do you know that food also? People can worship food. Batandukudla, gluttony. Batandukudla, bayadla. Yonke into ayadla. Uma uye enkonzweni nje, uya makunama function, uyela ukudla. Njengoba abantu bahambele iziphuzo, khona bahambele ukudla. Idolatry. This thing of a nice time, always a nice time, the dance and all the rave and all those things, it's idolatry. And it's important that we look into those things. I said, look, I'm going to take another dimension. I will look into the verses. Our guests will take their own dimensions and they also will make referrals. When we come back.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
All right. And of course, we trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. And, you know, we are talking about idolatry, what this is even all about. And I trust that you will understand this even far much more. We are talking about idolatry, and in many instances and cases, what idolatry is and what it is even all about. We are looking into that. Now, much of the time, you know, we find that in many instances, we go to the notion of not understanding what is idolatry and what is it even all about. And we go to an extent of actually having so much that we need to look into. What is idolatry? Let me start with you, Jabu. What is idolatry, my friend?
No, siyabonga kakhulu, my friend. What a great topic indeed, idolatry. Maybe before I comment, let me also just maybe actually thank you, my friend, and also the radio station, Radio Pulpit. You know, on Friday I received a call from Mam Maureen, so just to say that.
Yeah, Mam Maureen is wishing me. Yes.
Yeah, he's wishing me a happy
sister place, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really appreciated. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngomsakazo. uNkulunkulu awuqhubekise. Nabaleleli bonke also sending me messages. So I really appreciate it. uNkulunkulu asibusise kakhulu.
Yeah.
So on the topic of the day, the idolatry. So kusho ukuthi idolatry is when we substitute God for things of this world. So it can be people, it can be into, as I've said, but anything, as even explained, my friend, that yonke into ethatha isikhundla sikaNkulunkulu empilweni zethu ngaphezu kwakhe, leyo nto leyo iba isithixo kithi. So it means if kuwukuthi sengikhonze kakhulu abantu, then uNkulunkulu, ngikhonze kakhulu imoto yami, then uNkulunkulu, umsebenzi wami, umshado wami, umakoti wami, umkhwenyana wami, abantwana bami, imfundo yami, ulwazi lami, ibhizinisi lami, umcebo wami, konke lokho uma sekuthathe indawo edlula ekaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho, sekuyisixo kuwe, kusho ukuthi sewukhonza khona, awusakhonza uNkulunkulu, because uNkulunkulu ushilo ukuthi we should not bow to any other gods but him alone, you know. So that's the commandment that he has given us. So once we find ourselves having to bow before other things than God, those things become idols to us. So just to reference it according to the word, so in the book of actually Exodus chapter 20 verse 3-6, I won't read the whole verse. It says, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments." So this is the commandment that God has given us, that there is nothing that should take his place in our lives. In other words, we should never find ourselves serving and worshiping and, you know, like bowing down to people. And it's so sad today, my friend, because we've got always to take it back to our lives today, how we are worshiping people, how we are bowing down to people. And that is idolatry. Like, when we really find ourselves, like, people, you know, like, in the centers of worship, you'll find out that they are speaking more about the name of a person than the name of the Son of the Most High, who died on the cross for the sins of all men, that you may be saved. The Word of God says, this name has been given unto us, the one and only name, Yahushua HaMashiach. But you find out that people are mentioning the name of a pastor, everyone who's testifying, they are saying that, I want to thank the man of God. I want to thank the man of God. I want to thank the man of God. Once people start to really, like, look at a man like that, that man has become their idol. In other words, they are worshipping them. They are serving him. They are bowing down before him. Others, they've got even festivals that they have, yearly festivals or quarterly festivals where they go to certain places, mountains, you know, before a man, you know, a man.
Mm.
That man has become their idol. That man has become their God. And when they come back from those places, they even tell you that, yeah, things are going to change, you know, at work, promotions are coming, you know, mshadwamuzo shinja. Because it's ithemba labo lisemntwini. Ithemba labo lisemntwini because babuya nezinto from leyo mhlangano leyo mgidi. Babuya nepapaku zamanzi ezigcwele itiye or ezigcwele intelezi. Whatsoever that they brought from their hope or their trust, of which is a man, that's idolatry, my friend, just to define it in short. When we are worshipping other things than God, that is a form of idolatry. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Jablani. You can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. The things that we do, which are idolatry, but we seem not to be aware of. What are some of those things that we do, which are idolatrous? That we do, and to an extent, we don't realize that we are practicing idolatry. You see, this month, they say it's a what? It's a cultural month or traditional month. Something like that. So people are going to wear all those traditions and stuff, and they start to call themselves abobungane, abobanbani, abomfiso. They're going to call all those other names and stuff, and they're going to start worshipping the clan they come from. That's idolatry. Actually, this month is so idolatrous that we don't see it because it is guised in what we call cultures and heritages. Anyway.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tapelo ya musiami inonofile go dira tse digolo fa ile ya tloafalo ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ganaga
657 medium wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Now Leviticus 26 verse 1, Sipo, it says, you shall not make idols for yourselves, neither a carved image nor a sacred pillar shall you rear up for yourselves, nor shall you set up an engraved stone in your land. Ah! Go into these cities, man, when you enter on their gates, they have engraved stones. No. Go to the Union Building. You will see.
Yeah.
You'll see. There's a molded image that is standing and lifting hands. Okay. No, go right, that group. It says, nor shall you set up an engraved stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Elohim, your creator, Yahuwah. And now we see much of the times that we basically find ourselves really not being aware that we are worshipping idols. And there are many things even in our land that show that. Go through our streets, you will see. Idolatry everywhere. Even though we seem not to be aware of that, but that is what stands over our heads. which means it governs over us. Sibo.
Well, Mfundisi, what a topic, and we thank God for this opportunity that tonight we are sitting, Linda, just to teach each other at the same time, equipping our spirit so that we become by following whatever God commands us. And one of the reasons, Mfundisi, ANC Bantu, not to feel and not to see even the Shekinah and the glory of God as the idolatries that we find in our churches. In any form, not necessary in teachers, isn't they particular, but everything that try to be the center of our worship. Remember, among Sulekaya, the main focus is to make Jesus Christ being the center and the focus of my worship.
Yes.
So once everything take that thing to be center in everything that I worship, it might be in Lelen Kogan Aisuti, in Montenegro, in a manner in which I worship, in a manner of which I quote verses, in happiness, Greek, anything that has to do, even a building, even in a kind of the denomination that I'm in. Because there are people from this, when they are worshiping Baba and Baba's father, when they are wearing those denominational attires, you could feel it now, but now there is somebody or government in the team. And in actual fact, anything from this that will occupy my heart, my mind, my soul at that particular time, if it's not Yeshua Mashiach, is adoratory. That is why it is that we must love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. In other words, center for worship, through our heart and our mind and our soul, it must be God Elohim alone. So anything that we worship beside God, anything that we form it as a cult, as an image that we admire more than anything, then it becomes a stone that spurs away. You know, others were seen people who have done it even in the Old Testament, where they have done human sacrifice. Baba Abu Mama by Taisanga Bantuana Babo, Baba Nigeless Eat, where they sacrifice their children. Others, they have got this divine prostitution, Babun Kulunku Wendal, and draw there. Abanis Babu Nigel, they worship money. All those things that takes the center of God in our worship, then that's what we are talking about today. And it is true from this good, we must speak the truth in love. Some of the things that we see in our church today, the manner in which we orchestra our worship, it becomes an idolatry. That is why it's very, very important that we have to make so simple. But once anything takes the center of our worship, more than Yeshua, it shows that somebody is an idol in this church. It's true from this. Kulungulu is using them as the vessel but once we make them more than unkulungulu empilweni, then we're in for the high jump, because God never share any glory, never share any position with a human being. That is why it's important ukuthi as a body of Christ we need to go back and revisit the way in the manner in which even we pray. Abanye mfundisi, they even pray babege ithondo zabo papa njengobushilo, babege izinto abanikezwe zona emasontweni. Others have got strings emzimbeni wabo, they've got something tangible like impepha. In other words, but they've forgotten that God is a spirit. Those who worship him should worship him in truth and in spirit. So once anything, a object, even our building, Unabandu cannot pray in their private space. The only way that they can pray, they have to go to a certain place. Uhanjwa ngamabhas, babe baningi line omude baze bafa abanye bangafinyeleli lapho ngokukhathala bendlela. It becomes an idol. That is why we say ukuthi into the idol is when we complicate the manner in which you have to worship God. Ukusuka nje mponeso wake washenye into ngomunye unyaka la, won't forget ukuthi
if my church cannot help umphaka to selanga la ngihlala ngakhona, they have to close it because
absolutely. Absolutely.
Cannot ngisuka la standard when you call uNkulunkulu eCape Town. Akekho le standard.
Aw. Kose yami.
Ngifuthi sengathi ngidabula amazi impela ngitshintsha ama bus ka 7 ngelanga. No.
Uzulimale nasendleleni.
Ngilimale nize ngifike ngilambile mfundisi, ngize ngakafiki nokumkhoza sengikhathele. So uyabona ukuthi even nale indawo esithina the holy, even nale sithi namhlanje ithuna lika Jesu.
Hey mathu.
Becomes an idol.
Hey.
We cannot all go there ukuthi hayi yazi mangaka eJerusalem
ngiyobona la anyathele khona.
Ungalimaza, ulimaza abanye abazalwane emasosocial njalo, ulimaze umhlaba wenkosi ngoba inkosi zabalapha. Ukuthi uJesu wavuka abasileyo asiphinde, but kuba ukhonza iThixo manje mase kufika isikhathi la khona, we go and kneel in that grave. Uthola abantu beshaya iphambano beguqile, ubabona nangesimo bebhekise phansi beshaya ubuso phansi. It becomes an idol.
It is.
UNkulunkulu wethu bathandekayo akayona into ephathekayo, even the cross. Avenition for the Mimasa Nabani. Nali cross with Fagelapo. Nala Gintinitia could have feel it as soon as I find that cross Mogua. It becomes an idol.
Yeah,
because Ukulunkulu Tagasal, Bulezo, Pambano, a Sentanin, a Sangelamalosan, a Paratemakawin, a Mamanamas, so Kelly's in this Zamuti. It's the man in which I identify my God. My God is a spirit. If I want to worship him, in I must worship him in truth, in spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
And otherwise, he must occupy my mind, my soul, and my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That thing, it makes people even have the pipe in front of this. Unkulunkulu wethu uphumile inkosi yami emazulwini. Why ufuna umuntu ekufela emhlabeni in the form of Jesus Christ? That is why we need to always quickly go to him in spirit and in truth. Not ngazo zonke lezinto abantu abazenzayo esithatha inqubo sayisazenza saba indlela yokukhuphula imali. Uma ubuka nje abantu mabayi Jerusalem, how much money do they make there to go to that grave? That is why this is so kuba indlela yokukhuphula umnotho wezwe. UNkulunkulu wethu is the spirit, you must worship him in truth and spirit.
Yeah. Send us your WhatsApps, tell us how you feel about this, and tell us what you think about this. It is 0826572729. We are talking about idolatry, even in our midst today.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 25 says, "You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Elohim, Yahuwah." To the Elohim, your Elohim, Yahuwah. Now, I want to point out something. And ngibona kakhulukazi ebantwini abasha bethu. Angazi ke ukuthi niqaphelile madoda le. Uke wabona amateki agcokwa abantu abasha bethu. Namayanga dalo. There are particular brands that they wear. Unganayo leyo brand leyo awufiti kahle. Do you know that's idolatry? No, ubheke lentwana zethu lezi. Ubheke ama brand abagcokayo. Kukhona lenye le efika la ngasemaqaka le. Ubheke how popular these sneakers are. That's idolatry. And people worship them. I remember in our times bukuna le bathi All-Star. And much of the times we were not realizing that it's idolatry. Monga nayo man monga fili kahle. Lento usipha ikhuluma yo necklace ngisho nase empahleni khona.
Yeah, that's true.
Uma ungagcoka ibrand, do you know that there is an idolatry of worshipping brands?
Yeah, behind every brand that you wear.
Yes, there are spirits behind every brand. And we worship those brands, man. Amalebul. It says, you shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is in them. Idolatry again is coveting. Izinto zabantu abangasindiswanga. Coveting ukuthi eish bona abantu abasemhlabeni bahamba ngamagusheshe. Once you start coveting that, you are practicing idolatry. It says, you shall not covet their silver nor their gold, nor take it for yourself, lest you be snared by it, for it is an abomination to the Elohim, your Elohim, Yahuwah. That is Deuteronomy 7:25. Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi, thank you so much, man of God. That is very much true. And there are so many things that even the church, even Nalaba, abasindisiwe, abathi basindisiwe.
Nabo pastor.
Shailebulu
mfowethu, shailebulu,
and hey, wethu ku worship those brands ukuze ubonakali kahle if you do not have a particular. Ngithanda kukhuluma uma ukhuluma nge-All Star because iyo i-brand engikhule ngiyazi lawa manje. I may not even know the names, but abantu abasha today, they look at that and ukuze ubonakale ungathi nawe usemgangathweni, because the problem ukuthi we want to fit in and we end up fitting into the world and you follow such things which the world actually they worship, because they idealize those things. They even, you'll even find umuntu omusha, he will even explain to you ukuthi this person is from Germany, the name actually comes to this. In other words, that person who becomes even an idol. In other words, when this person says afaka that t-shirt which is associated nalowo muntu, uzibona aligned, and is actually is even fellowshipping to that person. Spiritually, you have bound yourself to that. That person made him an idol to a certain extent. Even the lama t-shirt, lawa agcina sewafakwa even nobuso bomuntu, ubuso bomfundisi wami, ukuze kubonakale ukuthi ngiphuma laphayana inkangala youth development worship center. Kufanele kube khona ubuso buka Ray ngaphandle kwalokho ngeke kubonakale ukuthi nami ngikhonza uNkulunkulu kulungamanye amagama. That person sengizengambeka before God ukuthi before I can even talk to the Father, I need to reflect back to this particular individual who is my spiritual leader. And say, that is why you will even find people that I want to thank the God of my papa. I want to thank uNkulunkulu ka baba wami, uNkulunkulu ka Mota. Ukube bekungasi uMota, I wouldn't have been here. So sekuba ngathi manje uMota uyena okuxhumanisa noNkulunkulu. And it is kaNkulunkulu mfundisi, these people have set idols in their heart in the book of Ezekiel. Chapter number 14, verse 3, because kunezinto abantu which are actually not even aware ukuthi these things have become idols kubo ngendlela abazibeka kuyo. And because anything mfundisi that you oyibeka and idealize it or give it that divine status ukudlula uNkulunkulu, that thing becomes an idol. You'll find a person, even if that particular individual angeke aze aguqe phansi akhuleke angakalayiti ikhandlela and athi noma ekhuleka athi uNkulunkulu ngikhanyisele kule khandlela. In other words, this thing, anything that you set before you, before God, it becomes an idol. So I love Mfundisi what you said ukuthi ma ukhuluma ngegolide and silver. Because sometimes even imali, even the positions, the things that we have, they end up zibe ngama idol if those things will even hinder you from worshiping the Father. And it is ngankulunkulu ona your mother and father. But the moment uzoqala ungumntwana ukuthi manje uphakamisa umama no baba, that kusho ukuthi abazali bakho they've become an idol to you, ukuthi awusakho ngisho nokubonga uNkulunkulu.
Mm.
Instead of saying what I want to thank God with my parents who are taking good care of me, but everything, if it wasn't for my parents, if it wasn't for my father, and kusho ukuthi ngamanye amagama kangangokuthi such people even make is an innocent statement, but they will make that statement unconsciously so, ukuthi if ubaba angasekho, then it means my life will end. And asho akhuluma with a biological father or umbaba wasemhlabeni, and forgetting ukuthi we have the creator himself. So kubalulekile mfundisi ukuthi singabantu bakaNkulunkulu, we need to guard against our heart, because there are things ezigcina says earlier you spoke about church domination, you know, people who follow too much, who are into this thing of religious things. Inkolo yabo based kakhulu ukuthi enkonzweni siqhuba kanje, kangangokuthi they end up replacing God himself with certain traditions of the church, and that is an abomination to God. There are people, mfundisi, who are worshipping stars, who are worshipping suns, babukelanga lethi zwaNkulunkulu ungazenzela isithombe, whether ezulwini, whether emhlabeni, whether emanzini, ungamaye magama, whatever that you can even imagine. Sometimes you tend to look ukuthi idol is something that you can be able to touch, it's something that you can be able to see, but the certain things that you cannot even see, but you have made them in your imagination. And every time when you start to pray, kangangokuthi kunabantu mfundisi, we spoke about it earlier, that kunama angels, ithombe ethile zama angels. But it is so surprising, mfundisi, because even John, when he was writing the book of Revelation chapter 22, he said that when I saw the angel, I went down before his feet and I worshipped, and the angel yam rebuke at you, say to it that you do not so do such a thing, but worship God. So now umuntu uyangakuma ngabe azodinga ukukhonza whatever imaginary angel that he has set for himself in his heart, because the angels themselves, he said the angel that I am a servant like you, so you don't have to worship me. In other words, we do not even have to worship anything else other than the Father, other than God himself. So we need to be careful, mfundisi, whatever things esibeka enhlizweni yethu sigcina sizibeka ziba nkulu, and more important, be in the center of our life, those things become idols. Even emisebenzi, you know, if somebody will say agcina worship the work that he does, that is why the book of Psalms chapter 15 verse number 4 sengivala mfundisi, their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Kusho ngamanye amagama, umuntu ugcina sekakhonza lento eze kuye yaba isipho, but at the end ngenxa yokuthi is so much devoted, so much reverent, and honoring it above even God himself, the creator, then he's honoring into eyenziwe ngesandla, and that is a total and completely abomination before our Father, our Creator.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much for that. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Things that you think are idols. And somehow, we've been overlooking that. Worshipping your TV and all that. Please. Weekend vele bonu hlezi day and night. Hi, meditating on the word. Social media. Day and night. Uguyo wena.
And giving it even more time, the time that you don't even spend
more
in praying and in worshiping God and seeking God, but you spend hours and hours kulayo TV program kulawo masports okhuluma ngawo, and kangangoko ukuthi even if you were supposed ukuthi namhlanje you have a meeting with God at church, you decide not to go because you say if I miss the game, the final game between the Pirates and the Chiefs, and then I will have missed. So that has become an idol. It is something that is blocking you so that you can have access to the Father. So those are the things that we do not take into note, or we take it very light, but they had a greater impact in the fellowship and the relationship with our Master.
We need to be careful about these things, man. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note, and let's hear what you say on the WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter, the matter of things that have become idols somewhat, somehow, to us, even without us noticing. Even without us noticing, these things have become idols to a great extent. And we need to unravel these things. Some of these things, maybe you know them. Spending too much time with this acquired friend. Eish, my daughter. Skatso kulega seko, ngoba so semjolweni. Eish, kosiyam. Aseko, aseko skatso kulega. Zutoyo, utkete lelu chela bandu kuti yazila bazalwana abam understandi. O baby. Hey. Hey. Maso lap was good. I know. I don't get it. I'm understand you, baby.
Oh, Pagat, you son of a
car. Yeah, I know. Pagat, Penegan. Yeah, boy. I'm understand you, baby. Uguti. Naliskating na inaso. Siya share a mos no unkulunkul. Mar unkulunkul, ufuna ushare is cutless ngenje like aye yako.
Hey, because he is a jealous God.
Yes.
So you don't even have ukuthi assign his card to snigeza ku baby and uthi usinikeza la uNkulunkulu, because mawuhleli no baby wakho. uNkulunkulu udinga ukuthi only you dedicate this time to him. This is the time that I give to the Lord.
Yabona?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.